Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mighty Peach was awesome. I like that she kind of looked like Baymax from Big Hero 6, but yes. If he was cinched.
Snatched Baymax.
Baymax if he slayed.
Baymax if he was doing that thing where, like, you turn on your side and fit through two people on the street.
Skinny! Welcome to Pocket Buds, a back pocket podcast where I talk to my best buds about video games and stuff. This week, we're talking about Princess Peach Showtime. Nintendo's princess. The people's princess. The head of state of the Mushroom Kingdom. Princess Peach has been a staple of Nintendo's team of mascots since 1985, when she appeared as a bundle of pixels that could not stop being in another castle. For most of the mainline Mario games, Princess Peach has been the classic damsel in distress, constantly being kidnapped by a big burly reptilian who is set on making horrible human Koopa hybrid babies with her. But Princess Peach's time as a distressed damsel was not forever, thanks to the myriad of multiplayer games that Nintendo released with their characters. Sure, it's no mainline title, but the countless Mario Karts, Mario Parties, and Mario Sports of the world would be a real sausage fest if it weren't for our girl. Now, I don't know about you, but Princess Peach was always my go-to in Mario Kart. It was brave of them to let women drive, but boy was it also worth it. Little girls around the world got to experience not only what it was like to be a princess, but also what it was like to drive a car as a princess. Later on in life, Princess Peach would also get the odd opportunity in Mario platformers to exist as a playable character. She also, in my opinion, was generally the best character to play in these instances, thanks to her ability to float with her umbrella. All these tastes of playing Princess Peach were so sweet, so the world simply needed a full bite. It finally arrived in 2005 with Super Princess Peach for the Nintendo DS. And before you old heads get at me for historical inaccuracies, we're not counting Princess Toadstool's Castle Run as Peach's first solo game. That was on a McDonald's watch. That's like saying Temple Run's female protagonists are a win for women's rights everywhere. You're just running. Super Princess Peach was a 2D platform of the Nintendo DS, and it is, in my eyes, the funniest way they could have made the very first Princess Peach-fronted game. The tables are turned, and Mario is the damsel in distress. And as Peach, you make friends with an umbrella and use the classic womanly powers of emotion. Joy, rage, gloom, and calm. Each emotion gives you different powers, like rage lets you create fire and shake the ground, while gloom lets you cry so much that it makes plants grow. Now that's what I call a Category 4 woman moment. Despite the obvious women be emotional situation here, the game itself was actually pretty fun. While I never finished it, what I played of it was enjoyable. And hey, it was one of the best-selling Nintendo DS games ever released. Regardless of its success, it would be a long while before we saw another Princess Peach protagonist picture. Sure, we had many more opportunities to play as Peachy in other Mario games, But it's a bit dire when Nintendo does a spotlight on Peach on the Nintendo eShop, and the only games that show up are games that don't even have her name in the title. So here we are, finally, in 2024. In my eyes, it's the year of Peach, baby. Why is that, you ask? Well, it's all thanks to one little game for the Nintendo Switch, and that's Princess Peach Showtime. Showtime is the first game in 18 years where Princess Peach is the star of the show. And in this game, she literally is the star of the show. Set in the Sparkle Theater, Princess Peach and her toads are on their way to see a show before being rudely interrupted by a wicked sorceress called Grape and her minions, the Sour Bunch. These evil berries then take over the many different shows in the seemingly giant theater, and it's up to Peach and her new friend Stella to save the day through the art of performative violence. But I'd be a fool to divulge further without a little help, so joining me today to talk about Princess Peach Showtime is the host of Shut Up A Second, Being Hot As Hard, and the Why Am I Sad podcasts, very funny lady, and my favorite princess, Cass Page. Cass, how's it going?
Hello, all the better for seeing you, my love.
Always a pleasure. I love seeing your beautiful face.
Oh, two princesses being queens.
That is arguably the most beautiful thing that anybody has ever said. Two princesses being queens. It's so true. Now, at what age did you realize that you were a princess?
Oh, God, I came out one, I reckon.
Popped right out.
Popped right out, crown first. Ouch.
Oh,
ooh. Oh. Sorry, mother. No, I was very, oh my God, my favorite library books when I was younger were the ones where you got to, they were like fairy princess mermaid books and you just got to look at really, really beautiful illustrations of different kinds of, you know, crowns and tails and wings and things. And I just, they were so pretty to look at. And that those were my favorite ones. I would hire them out all the time just to look. What I now realize is looking at art and art appreciation as a child. But, you know, when you're growing up, you're like, oh, I guess I just like girly things. It's not important. No, they were really beautiful hand-drawn illustrations of like magical creatures. But yeah, fairy princess, fairy mermaids, anything slightly mythical. I know mermaids. I mean, I know princesses are real. But
mermaids are real. First things first.
Mermaids are real.
Mermaids are real.
Mermaids are real. Princesses are real. Fairies are real.
Yeah.
But there is like a mythologism around princesses that isn't real in real life. Like real princesses aren't real princesses, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like real princesses are just Photoshop pictures of them with their children.
Oh, which is, yeah.
You know.
Just phasing in and out of their kids' clothes and arms.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's like true. That's like reality versus expectations. And the expectations is like having a magical horse that you talk to. You know what I mean?
I know. I've just remembered, I think for my 10th birthday, I got given a tiara that I had my eye on for quite a while. And I was so happy. Oh my God. It was like, I would like wear it every now and then, but it was like, had pride of place in my room.
Yeah.
God, I slept under a chandelier as a kid.
Oh my
I set up my bed setup was a day bed with like beautiful like mesh things that like parted so you could like sit it as a day bed and then go to sleep like surrounded by beautiful curtains. Whatever princesses should be in real life, that's what I was trying to do.
That is the life you were living. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Like, I feel like you really are a perfect person to talk about this with.
Thank you. I am very passionate about what I consider to be the reality of princesses and not like princesses in reality.
Totally, totally. And so before we kind of jump right in, have you been much of a Nintendo gamer in your past?
It's mostly the only kind of gamer I've been. The first time I ever pulled an all-nighter in my life, I played Super Mario Brothers on Game Boy Advance just until the sun came up.
Yeah.
It was really cool because I was pretty young and like not having enough sleep was wild. I remember jumping off a trampoline and landing on the ground feeling like 10 times harder. I was like, whoa, not going to bed's weird.
I feel horrible.
That was great. Crazy. I loved it though. Yeah, Super Mario, I think Super Mario Brothers 2, it was on Game Boy Advance. And one of my favorite games of all time is the Game & Watch Gallery, also on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
And I've been really trying to find out how to do that. They've not got it on Switch, and I just keep wishing like someone's gonna bring it back. It's just nice. I still get all the songs stuck in my head. There's one game in the Game & Watch Gallery Advance where you are Luigi and you're helping to like make some breads or pastries. You're like in a like conveyor belt. You're like making things. So like one of your hands is Mario, the other one's Luigi. Very, very fun.
Yeah.
And there's a little, like, bit of intro music that plays at the start before, like, everything starts kicking off and the bakery gets really, really busy. And that's, like, that goes through my head anytime I'm having, like, a normal day. Like, anytime I'm, like, nothing's kicked off yet, it's just the beautiful bakery music being, like, it'll happen soon, but you can just enjoy the slow run of cakes. You can put the little strawberries on them. You can send them on their way. It'll kick off in a moment, but we can just enjoy this moment now.
So maybe
Nintendo's been with me my whole life.
Oh, absolutely. And it sounds like it. And I feel like just based off of that, maybe part of Princess Peach Showtime was somewhat reminiscent for you with one of the many transformations that was in it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the exact kind of game that I like. Lots of little stuff to do where you can always just go back. That's like, hey, do you want to try a bit of everything? Yes, please. Hey, do you want to do some more? Yeah, I'd love to. I'd like to go back and do some more of that again. Can I? Oh, be my guest. You know, it's,
please, everything. I insist. Yeah.
Oh my God. They're waiting for you.
You've been a Nintendo girl for a lot of your life, of course. Almost all of your life, I'd say.
Yes.
How would you describe your relationship with Princess Peach?
Troubled. I was raised a woman and women were not raised to be girls. That was not a thing you were meant to do as a young girl. That was yuck. Oh, don't do that.
Were you a tomboy as well?
No. Oh, my God, no. I had the princess room.
You did have the princess room. I did have the princess room.
But I still thought at the time that there was so much more value in doing masculine things above feminine things. So,
oh, classic.
Yeah, being like, oh, yeah, this will be, like, I still did things that made me happy, but it's like, oh, like, I hated with a passion the color pink. Oh, my God, girl's color. Mm. Don't like that. Oh. But eventually when I got a bit older and had the princess room, I painted all the walls of my room hot pink. So we got there in the end. But yeah, before I hit like prime princess time, favorite color's blue, girl stuff sucks. I always used to play Mario. I had a little brother, so he was Luigi and he had to deal with that. But then because I was the older person who always got to play Mario, I would always play Mario and everything. And people would be like, there's better characters. I'm like, how? He's on the box. I don't know how you.
He's the one.
Yeah, he's.
His name is in the thing.
It's his cart. I don't know what you want me to do. I'm not going to put someone else in.
It's his party. We're just in it.
I'm the host. This is my car. This is my party. Let me play.
Well, I mean, like you saying that you've been Mario and your brother, because I know your brother. I know Hayden.
Oh, beautiful boy.
And as I know, and as you know as well, because you live this life,
yes,
is that you are, I wouldn't say you're tiny, but you're small, and Hayden is big. And so if he's Luigi and you're Mario, physically, that makes a lot of sense.
It does. I used to be taller than him. He took over.
Wow.
Many would say pretty quick, but, you know, I used to be taller than him. I really did used to be a big sister.
Yeah. Well, maybe he saw, he felt that kind of vibe as Luigi. And he was like, well, even though I am the younger brother, I need to be bigger than her one day.
Yes.
As is the way with Mario and Luigi. Because you see them as baby Mario and baby Luigi, and they are both baby size.
That's so true. I never thought about that. Do you reckon, is that the same deal with Raymond and his brother Robert?
Do you mean like from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yes. Are they also a Mario and Luigi type deal? Because Robert's so big. And
Robert is huge.
And he's like, if I'm thinking of the motions and stuff, Robert is so wobblier. You know, if I'm imagining him doing an attack, I'm getting more of a flail out of Robert.
No, you know what? That is like the truest thing I think I've heard anyone ever say. Ray Romano is to Mario as Robert is to Luigi. I think. Not only is that true, but that's controversial and brave.
Thank you.
And just one of the most beautiful things that anybody has ever said. And, you know, you really feel that in the show as well. Like Robert is the larger one, but he never simply eats the smaller one. You find that he goes through, I would argue, many more trials and tribulations as Luigi does. You know, very fascinating.
True. And everyone loves Raymond. You know, it's his love.
Everyone loves Raymond. Just like everyone loves Mario, you know, it's so true. So Princess Peach Showtime, when you started, when you just started the game, what were some of your like first impressions?
Oh, oh, this is nice. Yeah. Oh, this is so sweet. Anything where someone seems that they're feeling joy or they're happy, that's great. It seems like they must have had a lot of fun making this game because it's just sweet. It's like, hey, we've come to see a play. Oh, no, we've got to see a play. Someone has to be the star. Who's going to do it? Can you help us? I think the first moment in the game where I was like, oh, yes, is the first moment that you use your little peach powers to make someone feel happier. So you're like, you inspire some, I don't know what like the in-game mechanic is, but you use the little sparkly like powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the person's just like, oh, it's no use. I'll never break this wall or do this thing. And then you inspire them. They're like, oh, I have the strength. I reckon we can do it. Because sometimes when you walk past them and you do it, they don't even help you. You just sparkle them up and they go, I don't think it's going to be so bad.
Life is fine now. Honestly, if I were like sitting in the gutter, crying my eyes out, being like, life will never be right for me. And I had a big, beautiful, like, because these theets, the theets, which are the little characters, the theets are tiny. So they probably see Peach and they're like, this is a giant fucking woman. Like, oh my God. If I was sitting in the gutter crying my eyes out and a giant blonde comes up to me and swirls a ribbon around my head, mm-hmm. I'd probably smile as well. Yeah. I think I'd probably think life's pretty fine too.
Pretty good. Yeah, she would rescue a Category 4 woman moment. She'd really end that.
She would take you out of that Category 4 woman moment.
Oh.
Aww. Yeah, I'm
sort of neutral now. No woman anymore.
Yeah. Finally, a woman has saved me from being sad. Oh, no, that's real.
Yeah.
That's real. I feel like women often save people from being sad.
The only thing to stop a bad woman moment with a gun is a good woman moment with a gun.
That's so true. It's so true. Yeah. It's so true. And I mean, that's what I felt like was a bit absent from this game, which we'll talk about actually very soon once we start to talk about the transformations. Mm. Because gun is something I personally felt was missing, but we'll get onto that in a second.
Yes.
So I did bring them up just before, but the main NPC characters of this game are theets. They are new, never before seen characters, and they are little fellas with big noses. They almost look like the caterpillar creatures. Yeah. Wiggler? Wiggler? Yeah, they kind of look like wigglers, but if wigglers weren't worms and they were boys. They're the new characters and there's lots of them. They're kind of like the toads of the theater. Mm. And I saw them and I went, oh, well, isn't that just delightful? What's your take on theets?
Little sweeties. Absolutely little sweeties. Mm. You're right. They do look like the caterpillars. I didn't click until you said that they were a new character because they fit in so beautifully. It's like I've known them my whole life. Yeah. I will admit that when I saw them, I was like, oh, I gotta jump on them, right? I gotta bonk them. Just like, donk. Nope. Oh, they're my friends. Okay.
Oh, I'm killing these fools? Okay.
I squish them down until they vanish. No. Oh, I'm helping them.
Yeah. Oh, they're my friends. I feel like with the Mario games, they kind of had this like fight now, talk later mindset. Mm. So you have the Goomba, generally pretty harmless. It's not coming up and I mean, in later games, you find that they do look angrier and they're looking at you and they're coming towards you. But in the original games, I don't think showing emotion on a mushroom was really an option.
No.
So instead, they're just kind of walking towards you. And so your first thought is, let me squash this fool. But with Princess Peach, you're just going to the theater. There's no problems. These guys here, they all look the same and they're all harmless. Yeah. And I think kind of pulls you out of that expectation of violence, which, you know, you kind of get pushed into later.
You do get very much thrust into.
Thrushed in. Woman moment. actually, I think anybody can get thrush. We're not going to talk about that. So, anywho, but I think what I like as well with speaking of violence is like it's not the first kind of like fight you have. Once again, you're just messing around with this ribbon and it's literally just like swishing this ribbon around the baddies and they get like spun around and run away.
Oh, it's so sweet. It's so spells. This is what a princess truly is. A princess does have magic in them.
Yeah.
And
I think it is true magic.
And I think it does fit with the canon of princess that, you know, was established in reality where it's like, oh, this person was picked by God. So you're like, well, they should have powers then.
Princess Peach, yep, she was chosen by God. Yeah.
Yeah. Or she had to have been. How else would she be a princess?
I think that Princess Peach is the messiah for women.
Yeah. Well, she turns all her women moments into savior moments. And I think, what more could we hope for?
That's so true. So true. Did you ever in Princess Peach Showtime with the feats in the game, I think there's one specific one where you can like save them and then they drop down and they're like, thank you so much. And then they dance. And if you stand next to them as regular Peach, you dance with them.
I didn't find that. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, Cass. Oh my God, Cass. It's just a little delight. Literally, like, so you know, like the little guys that have the balloons and you have to pop the balloons to get coins?
Yes.
You pop that balloon, they come down and they're like, thank you so much. And they're dancing. If you just put Peach next to them, she dances with them.
Oh my God.
It is beautiful. It is such a silly little like idle animation that warms my heart.
My afternoon's sorted. That's great. And I don't need to do anything else today. That's not anymore.
Just watch her dance. Well, I feel like it kind of fits into the whole theater theme as well of like, if you are on stage, don't stand idly. Do something to kind of keep yourself in the scene. And that might just be dancing with a little guy.
Yes.
Absolutely delightful. Absolutely delightful. So, Princess Peach Showtime. I'd say the biggest part of this game, of course, is the transformations.
Yes.
To get on a base level, I was a really huge Sailor Moon fan as a kid, and I still am to this day.
Yes.
I found myself as a kid watching a lot of different, like, magical girl animes. Mm-hmm. Something I loved in Sailor Moon was the transformation of her from regular teenage girl into Sailor Moon Fighter of Crime. And when Peach first becomes the first transformation and she does her whole little magical girl transformation, I squealed. I was obsessed. Did you love it?
Yes. I think my favorite, I actually really love the animation sequence as well, because there have been times in my life where I'm playing a video game and I'm like, let me do the game. Stop f***ing around with all this stuff. No, not this time. No. It's just that little note in it that just like is like a reversed sound right when everything goes like in little outlines. Oh my God. I look forward to it every time. I like see the sparkly thing. I'm like, oh, busy. I'll be doing this now. Volume up.
Oh my God. Yeah. Going into the spotlights and I'm like, this is my time to shine, my time to sparkle. I saw a review. Because anytime I really like a game, I'll look up reviews, and if they're bad, I'll read them and scoff. And,
perfect.
You know, as a former games journalist, you know, I just know better than others. But, like, I'll look them up and scoff. And there was one person who was like, the cutscenes and the animations felt like they dragged the levels out. And I was like, it's storytelling, you
It's literally, it's a theater thing. The whole thing is the story. It's
performance.
Yeah. Why do you think people go to the theater? Why are you playing a video game? Why are you playing a video game? What did you think was going to happen when you turned it on?
Don't want things to happen in it. What?
Get a Sudoku.
I lost my mind.
Like nothing. Yeah. I love Sudoku, but that's like, that's for that. If you don't want any fuss, you want a Sudoku. You love counting to nine? Oh, my God. That's all you'll do. No fanfare.
Oh, and all the numbers before that? Oh, you're going to lose your mind.
Oh, my God. Oh, I really do. Oh, my God. Same. It calms me. I love counting to nine. I've been nine pilled. I'll admit it.
Yeah, I'm nine coded.
In the little transformation thing, I think, aside from the little zoom noise, like the little reversing noise, my favorite thing is just that for a moment it goes back to an actual stage setting and you're like, right, that's where we are. We're in the theater. Like
we are in the theater.
It's theater of the mind. Oh my God. And speaking of like, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, the theater setting. I love that when you ride the horse is on little strings.
Oh my days.
Anything, bit of the set that's on a little string or that's clearly made of wood and it looks like theater set. Ah. That's
so much of it, which I love. Like it sticks to the theme of being on stage. Everything you see, like while obviously, you know, it's literally made in a video game, like it looks like sets.
Yeah.
Which I love. And I like the consistency in that, you know, theme of being on stage, I really, really appreciate. It reminds me a lot of with the Paper Mario games in the past, like everything was made to look like it was made of paper. Even in the most recent one with the Origami King, they have like mixtures of like paper as well as like things made to look like they are folded origami. And it looks like it looks like it could be, you know, a little paper crane or some shit like that. It's thematically fitting. And I think it just looks delightful. And with that attention to detail, it makes it five times better.
Oh my goodness. It's why you play, right? Like she's like,
it's why you play.
This is the theater. I love just the tiny little things. Like when you, in one of the levels, you go into like another section and you can't go back, right? And in some games, they just won't let you walk back. Curtain comes down. Yeah, of course. That bit's done. Curtain's down. That is theater. Perfect. And then you'll be running along and then you'll just notice like stage lights in the foreground. Oh, gorgeous.
Delightful. It's just perfect. So I know you said, I'm getting ahead. Don't worry, babe. Don't freaking worry. Because we're talking about transformations now. And the very first one we're going to talk about is Cowgirl Peach.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. It just. All the levels just. They've all got so many little bits. And I think it's one of the first cowboy levels where you just go on essentially like a temple run.
Yeah.
On a horse? Are you serious? And
And
I know that you say you would have loved a gun, but you can lasso things.
This is true.
And
This is true.
I really liked when they were like, here's your lasso. Lasso? Lasso?
You get lassoed, but it's a lasso. Great.
Ooh, okay.
So lasso. Yeah. But yeah, the lasso is really fun. And being able to throw barrels, I think, is really neat. And throw your enemies with the lasso. It's heaps of fun.
So silly. It's great. You feel like a superhero. Well, you feel like a cowboy.
Totally. You feel like a cowgirl. It's a woman moment.
It is a woman but moment.
I will say some of the enemies had guns.
They did. Okay, some of the enemies, I was trying to catch their bullets.
Yeah.
I assumed I'd be able to do that and gun them back. Didn't work. No. Maybe it was a skill issue, but yeah, they did get guns.
Yeah, they got guns. And it felt like I brought a fork to a duel where the other person has brought a cannon. You know, like it felt kind of unfair. I've got a bit of rope.
Yeah, you brought a rope to a gunfight.
Yeah, yeah. And like at the same time, you do still beat them.
Yeah.
Which, well, I mean, if you're good, but like you do still beat them just with your little rope. But at the same time, would have loved a gun moment for Peach. That's just my opinion.
I was really hoping that one of the transformations was going to be gun.
Yeah.
Imagine a sniper level.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Because it could still be puzzly.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. I think the problem is they don't. Nintendo historically has not wanted to give any of their characters a gun. It was only until last year that Kirby got a gun for the first time. And before that, it was Mario versus Rabbids where Mario got a gun. But realistically, it was a blaster. So
yeah,
it wasn't really a gun. But then also Luigi got a sniper and he seems the type.
Luigi got a sniper?
Yeah, Luigi got a sniper. Dude, you got to play Mario Rabbids.
Whoa.
That game rocks. It's so good.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Good. But Cowgirl Peach does not get a gun. But she does get a horse. And you love the horse.
I really did love the horse. The horse was on strings. Big fan of the horse. Horse on strings was great as well, because before I sort of figured out what we were doing in the little Temple Run moment, my horse suffered. My horse ate a lot of cactus. But it's not a real horse. It's on strings. So I actually didn't hurt the horse. Love that.
Yeah. That's always the good feeling, to know that the horse isn't real and you can't hurt it.
Yeah. I'm just hurting myself.
Nick can't hurt you. No, yeah, exactly.
God. Yeah. I think that's like a nice other touch. Like, all of the animals aren't real. The fish. The fish are real.
No, are they?
Maybe they're not real. I hope for theatre and theme's sake, they're all false. False fish.
Yeah. No real animals were harmed in the creation of Princess Peach Showtime.
Good.
Fingers crossed. And of course, we have to quickly talk about Cowgirl Peach's outfit. I thought amazing.
Which we must.
I thought she looked incredible. I think any character in a Wild Wild West getup is just delightful.
Yes.
And I think she slayed.
I've never seen someone get in the cowboy version of their own outfit and not look sick.
Yeah. Big time. Big time.
Where do you get cowboy stuff from? Cowgirl. Cow bitch. Cowwoman moment.
Cow bitch. Category 4 cowwoman moment. I know there's a place in Sydney called Route 66 that kind of like exclusively sells Wild Wild West clothes, but also like other vintage stuff. So I said exclusively and then immediately it was a lie. But at the same time, sometimes I like walk past it and I get a little scared.
It's
just like the vibes are strong there. It's like when you go into Mecca without wearing any makeup and they treat you like a baby. You know what I mean?
Do you know what? I've never thought about that. In my mind, I'm like, well, I don't have makeup. You have to sell me some. What goes on here?
Yeah.
You know?
But they come up to you and they're like, are you lost? Have you hit your head?
Yes. Always. Yes. Can you help me? I need to do this. I love going in there with a challenge. I once went in and I was like, I've got a film shoot and they've told me I'm not allowed to wear any makeup and I obviously don't want to do that. What can I do to make my skin look like I'm not wearing a single thing? And they gave me like this pore blurring primer. So it wasn't makeup, but oh my God, I looked amazing. They're wizards in there. No, magicians, because it's illusion.
Magicians. Totally. Yes. Thank you for the clarification. Anywho, we love Cowgirl Peach.
I think she's
delightful. How do we feel about Swordfighter Peach?
Look, she's not my favorite Peach. She's definitely not my favorite Peach. No.
Interesting.
I'm just trying to think. I think she is my least favorite Peach. Just because. Yep.
Whoa.
I reckon
that's a
so.
Big call. Why? What is it about her that makes you so filled with hatred?
I just don't think there's quite as many fun things to do with a sword. Maybe I wouldn't love a gun. You know, like it's you get to do more creative things. Like if you've got a lasso, and you get to lasso, and you get to get on a horse, you get to do a little temple run thing. There's so many good things. There's a lot of variation. Maybe I'm forgetting some things. What do you get to do with Swordfighter Peach aside from use the sword?
So as Swordfighter Peach, not only do you have a sword, but in your sword fighting, with just the right timing, you do these really cool dodges where like you'll go like see-through blue mode and like zoom past them while they're going to hit you, and then you'll go behind them and then you can whack them with the sword. And I thought like sword fighting, fun, cool, but I honestly thought that the coolest part about Swordfighter Peach were those dodge moves, which like almost you kind of like went into Matrix mode I thought it was sick.
Look, I couldn't figure out how to do them on purpose. So maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I'm like, when I first did it, I thought it was me getting hit really bad. I didn't realize it was me dodging.
Yeah.
Because
it was the opposite.
Yeah. Maybe this is a skill issue. This is a user error on my part. Swordfighter Peach. I'm destined to, you know, do my little other levels, which we'll talk about soon. But yeah.
Yeah. I like that you're just like slowly convincing yourself, like, maybe I'm not good at this game.
Oh,
but
my.
But like, you're probably fine at it.
Look, I think we've all got our own beautiful strengths. And I think the fact that Peach as a woman can be so many different things to so many different people is like an inspiration. But, you know, and we should all be trying our best at these different kinds of things. But I don't think it's realistic to think that we can truly be everything to every person.
Yeah.
I don't. So true. I've not figured out how to dodge. Oh, my God. Every time it happened, I'm like, I don't know what to do to make that happen again. I'm mashing the button.
All in the timing.
Oh, my God. I'm just mashing. It's goo. Yeah. It's goo under my thumb. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's goo. It's goo. All right. Well, Swordfighter Peach, it's goo. Let's move on to Patissiere Peach. Not Patisserie Peach, as many people would say. Patissiere Peach, because she is a patissiere.
That's her job.
And she's got the patisserie. And I kept seeing these spelling errors in articles talking about Patissiere Peach. And I was like, She's not a shop. She's a woman. And she runs a shop. Patissiere Peach, probably one of my most favorite.
I loved that it was a bit puzzly. And the first time I was Patissiere Peach, I did the cake thing and I was like, the cake decorating, I was like, you know, it's just like, this is an easy one, whatever. I guess the challenge is to do it fast or whatever because you can't really f*** it up. You can. I really lost very hard at that game, I assumed.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have. And being a patissiere is a challenge. And she was on a swing set.
Oh, my days. And it got harder and harder as you went along. And I think that first one, where you literally, it's like three lines. It's like, here you go. You're decorating cakes and it's so easy. And you're like, yeah, I'm decorating cakes and it's so easy. And then suddenly, like, the Doom theme starts to play.
Oh, my God.
And you are thrown into arguably one of the most difficult cakes to ever make. And you're like, okay, I'm going to throw up. But then you end up doing it. Because I had to play Patissiere Peach, her first level, I think like two or three times before I like perfected it. Because the timing of the cookie making as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it can get you.
Christ almighty. Yeah. So, like, this kind of minigame, this kind of challenge, I'm like, this is where I'm at. It's like, you know, we're mashing buttons. We're timing things. We're getting, it's a bit more puzzly than combat-y. And so I was like, oh, yeah, this is good. So, like, the first level, I was like, oh, yeah, this is, like, this is the easy one, rude to patissiers everywhere, whatever. No. The next time I did the cake level, I did the worst I'd ever done at any Peach game before then, including the sword fighting when I didn't know what I was doing. I knew exactly what I had to do in this level and I couldn't do it. And I figured it out eventually, but yeah, I think it's definitely one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she just looked beautiful. Also my favorite outfit. I just think she looked so cute. I want that outfit in real life.
Yes.
I thought the boots were really cute. And someone, I think in like a TikTok comment, said that if she had clogs, it would have been perfect. Oh. I'm like, clogs would have been perfect.
Get her in clogs. Oh, that would be beautiful.
Get her some clogs. Love Patissiere Peach. Love her, love her, love her. Kung Fu Peach.
All right. Now, I loved the swinging around the pole. Swinging around the pole, great.
Yeah.
Aside from that, you're just sort of hitting people. It's down the bottom for me. I'm still having a great time. I need to clarify. I'm still having a wonderful time. But I'm like,
bottom of the barrel of all-time goodness, you know? Like, it's still a treat.
Yes.
Big time. I mean, like, yeah, I entirely agree. Swinging around, especially when a bunch of enemies are...
Oh.
That's what I really liked about these levels is that they brought so many enemies at you because they knew you were about to do a move that would just wipe them all out in one go.
Amazing.
That rocked to me. Like, you could kick a guy, and when you kick that guy, it kicks two guys behind him. That's awesome. I really like Kung Fu Peach just because like it was that beating droves, which I thought was really cool. And then the timing of like the one-on-one battles I thought was really cool. I thought it was a little simple, but at the same time, like I'm not expecting hardcore gaming moment here. But I did like the spinning around. But I do agree, it was just kicking.
Yeah. What I found with the Kung Fu level as well, and this is why I like the game because there's so many different bits. It's like scratching different parts of your brain. You know those mobile games that you get advertised on Instagram? I don't know what Mark gives to you, but he always gives me these games where it's like you're just essentially attacking hordes or you're solving really, really simple puzzles. And then it's just I reckon it's the same thing they do when they're trying to get people hooked on the pokies. Like you just get a big load of like, yay, you did such a good job. Look at this like mass amount of achievement. And the Kung Fu level, I'm like, oh, you just want to make me feel happy that I'm doing a good job. And that's allowed. I feel like this is the true version of what those mobile games are trying to achieve, because the mobile games are very much just like, hey, you just need to not have thoughts for a bit, right? I'll take all of them away. This one's like, we're thinking, but we're still feeling great.
Yeah, we're still giving you the satisfaction of wiping out a bunch of enemies, but it's not so hard. Don't worry about it.
Not so hard and not too easy. You still got to find your little stars. You got to like solve little things. Yeah. Oh, something else we haven't spoken about yet. I love that every level has something that you can make sparkle in it. Like, I don't know, you just get to beautify the set. It's like...
I always love looking around for it. Mm-hmm. And then the second you find the item and you're like, that's slightly dull. I'm going to go over and hit it with my ribbon. And the second you do it, like lights up or it blooms. Mm. Ugh.
Actually, I think that was my favorite part of the Kung Fu level was walking in and being like, that lamp could be on. I reckon that's a bring. And you're like, oh, yes.
Yes, absolutely. And Kung Fu Peach, I feel like her outfit, Kung Fu.
Oh, it's Kung Fu.
And... that's all I got to say about that. So this next one is actually one of my least favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just because it felt really slow to me.
Mm-hmm.
Detective Peach.
See, I didn't hate Detective Peach. I'd rate her higher than the other ones. Not Patissier Peach. Okay, what didn't you love about Detective Peach?
It felt a little slow for me. And I don't know. I think it was just like there was one thing you do and it's walk around with a magnifying glass and hold A if this is anything. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally walking around and going, is this anything? Pointing to like a pot plant and being like, is this anything? And if it's not anything, you get shot in the head. And if it is something, they're like, yeah, now find the next thing. That's what it was for me.
You know what? That is kind of why I liked it. It felt like you got to slow down. And I just... and maybe it was because to me I was like, oh, okay, cool. When you first do the little magnifying thing and it's like, all right, you will lose a life if you guess wrong. So I then was like, oh, I can take my time with this. I went around, I spoke to everyone, like, and I didn't use that thing until I was like so sure that that was what it was. So I liked that I got to just like go around, take my time with it. It wasn't a timed one. I wasn't getting attacked. And I was like, I just get to use my tiny woman brain to solve this case. And I loved it.
No, you know what? That's so fair. And I think it's sometimes it's good to slow things down in a game. And I will say her outfit was very cute.
Oh, it was so fun. It was fun.
I'd like to see someone do like art of her in her detective outfit with Detective Pikachu. I think that would be very cute.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Get detective like outfits in the next Smash Bros.
Oh, God, that would be amazing. Ninja Peach. Now, Ninja Peach was my favorite.
Oh, why?
So I really like Ninja Peach because I thought I like a bit of stealth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm still playing Baldur's Gate 3 in the moment, and one of my favorite things is like sneaking up to people, being just out of sight, and then hitting them with like one of the hardest moves you've ever seen.
Yes.
And it's even harder because I'm in sneak mode, and I love a bit of stealth. Really, really do. And that mixed with like Naruto running and dashing into enemies, I thought was so sick.
Yeah.
So sick. Being able to like blend into the wall and then running across a rooftop like a ninja. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I thought she looked so cool. She had her little like, what are they called? Like dagger thingies. I thought she... it's my favorite. I thought she looked so awesome and I thought it played really well. Big fan of Ninja Peach.
There is something so satisfying about being stealthy. Like, because there have been other levels where, you know, that people see you, you get got. This one, just like hiding behind your little piece of grass, your little piece of wall, and then the light goes right over you and they don't even know. Just like, oh.
And then what I like is that as well, when they find you, if you get caught by that spotlight, it's not like you lose a life or you have to go back to the start. It like you puff off in a bloom of smoke and then you usually appear like in a tree.
Yes.
Which I love.
I think that is like one of my favorite game mechanics in the whole thing. It's just like if you get caught, it's like back and you're like, oh, okay, sorry.
You're like, let's get back to it.
Yeah.
Let's get right back to it.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was my favorite.
And I love I always love a jumping up a wall thing where you just like bounce off the sides of the walls. Oh, joy of joy.
That too. The wall jumping, but then also on those levels where you have to like be running and you run up onto the side of the walls before you jump back down.
Yes.
And then you ride a wave and the wave is like a moving piece of cardboard.
Yes.
Dude.
Man.
Ninja Peach felt like there was a lot of effort put into it for both gameplay, but also how it worked as a theater production, which I loved.
So much care. So much care.
Yeah. Figure Skater Peach.
Oh my God, I completely forgot about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoops. When I was just going through I did forget about her.
For good reason.
Oh my God.
She looks beautiful.
She does look beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Very
She's
Elsa.
A model. She looks like Linda Evangelista, as I said, but it's spinning and jumping.
It's just spinning and jumping. And we're doing that in every other level anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's...
Yeah.
It's kind of... I mean, in a way, it does sort of break everything up. You're not going... I do like that about the game as well. Like you do the different levels, so you're always mixing it up as to what you're focusing on. Like you're never just attacking people. You're never just doing a slow one, you know. This one was just... It was really pretty to watch. You know,
it was pretty. That was a
feast of the eyes, not the brain.
You're super right in this game is very good at pacing itself through the different levels that it has. Like it's constantly requiring you to change the way you play, but not in a way that's overwhelming, but instead actually chills you out a bit because you are fighting in one and then you're making baked goods in another. You're fighting in another one in a different way. And then in this one, you are searching for clues. Like it is kind of, it has its like ebbs and flows. Mm. If that ebbs and flows. Yeah, it ebbs and flows, but in like a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Figure Skater Peach, beautiful, but forgettable, sadly.
I completely forgot about her. Sorry. But yeah,
I
think a good little pit stop in the game to be like, oh yeah, jump and spin. And then you collect all the little guys, you're ganging up. It's, you know, a tale of friendship.
Yeah, it is a tale of friendship. And I think that's just beautiful. Dashing Thief Peach. I made a heart with my fingers just now.
Is she your favorite?
To the cast could see. She is one of my top ones. I think she, I you know what? She's kind of similar to Ninja Peach and that's why I like her.
Mm.
Actually, did I rank her pretty low in my list? Weird because like I made a list for work and then I have continued to play it. And as I've continued to play it, I've like changed my opinion on certain ones and Dashing Thief Peach is one of them. I think she's so cool. I think the little electronic kind of yo-yo.
Oh yeah, the little zappy thing.
The little zapper, awesome. And then you can swing and like zoom up to things. And that she's a hacker woman.
Mm.
I think it's so cool.
It's fun. I've historically not been great at them. And now that I am an older person than a child, I'm better at those like timing the swinging things. Like I know a lot of games use that mechanic. It's so nice to not just fall into the abyss every single time. And I do love that for me personally, but that's, I guess, not a universal experience.
It lets you save yourself, which is really good.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that moment where you get to like go through the airplanes and jump on them and swing on them. Oh, it feels cool. I'm like, man, I would never get to do this in real life, but I'm brave enough in the game. I can do it now.
Absolutely. The beauty of Princess Peach Showtime is that, you know, you get to live out these exciting tales where you're a different person every time, but you're still Peach at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, there she is.
Mermaid Peach.
You know what? When Mermaid Peach started, I didn't really have time. Toward the end, I really did like it. I had fun. I think it's cute. I love an underwater level. I like that you get to, and maybe this is like one of the differences between the way we both play games. I am always going to lean more puzzle and just getting to control the fish and open things in a certain order. And right at the end of the first mermaid level, when you're singing, I'm like, oh yeah, right. It's a theater performance, of course. And then it's almost like the fish are musical notes and you got to catch them all. That was so fun. I loved that.
I completely forgot about that part of the level.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I, you know what? I've talked my shit on Mermaid Peach. Oh. I've absolutely talked my shit on Mermaid Peach. But no, that part rocked. Oh my God. Okay. So I thought Mermaid Peach, I loved her outfit.
Oh, gorgeous.
I thought it was a little boring. And the thing, funny thing is, I do lean more towards puzzle. In this one, I was like, I like the combat because I like when Peach fight. But
it's good to
I am a puzzle girl, and I think in my brain I was like, oh, you just sing and control fish. But remembering the almost like dance revolution aspect of the fish at the end, I loved that part.
I loved when like the real long guy came in, you just had to really mash that. It was like Guitar Hero or something. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. I'm a changed woman. I just remembered how much I really liked the Mermaid Peach level. Mamma Mia, as Mario would say.
Yeah, he would.
Mamma Mia. And finally, Mighty Peach.
Big lady. Big lady. Big lady. Strong lady. Oh my God. It was very cool to watch her pick up big stuff. That rocked.
Yeah.
That rocked. Loved it.
Yeah. Super strength. Amazing.
Oh my God. And just, and I loved how all the little Theets. I loved how all the little Theets were so impressed by Big Lady. They'd be like, wow, how do you do that?
You're so cool.
Wow. She's so strong. Like, whoa, you lifted a car. It's like, yeah, she did do that.
Yeah.
And I just, and it was so, I don't think I've played many video games where you're just a superhero, you know?
Yeah.
You're just in the sky blasting the shit out of someone. That's great. That really scratched the brain that, you know, the part of me that Mark's trying to get to, being like, you just want to smash something up. Mighty Peach did it.
I really like that you're on first name basis with Mark Zuckerberg. you are, you, like, if someone didn't know who the creator of Facebook was by their first name, they might think that you're just referring to some guy called Mark. But I know that you're talking about your close personal friend, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, well, I'm opening and my phone. He's always, like, sending me stuff that he think I'd like.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like, did you see this? And it's like, help the pregnant woman out of the cold.
I'm like, maybe later.
I'm looking at different part of phone right now, but I'll get to that part of phone later.
Yeah, and I will. I probably will.
Yeah, so Mighty Peach was awesome. I like the blasters. I like that she kind of looked like Baymax from Big Hero 6, but if he was cinched.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Snatched Baymax.
If he slayed.
Yep.
Oh, Baymax if he was serving. Okay, yeah.
Baymax if he was doing that thing where, like, you turn on your side and fit through two people on the street.
Skinny! Have you seen those videos of, like, those, like, skinny Chinese women? Like,
yep.
They'll but, like, it's not even that, like, tiniest space, but they'll always, like, go to their side and, like,
slide step.
And they're so skinny.
Is the space obsessed. Not that big because they photoshopped them smaller afterwards?
You might have cracked the code here.
Code cracked.
That's a woman in STEM moment, I feel.
Yeah.
So we've gone through all the transformations. I have not finished the game yet.
Neither have I. No, but I'm loving it. It's so – all of the little scenes or like the plays or whatever, they're short enough that you can just pop in, play one, and then
– yeah.
If you're like, oh, just one more, you can actually just fit one more in.
Yeah, it's, to me, the perfect pick-up, put-down game, but not too casual because you're still kind of following what's going on, but it feels like each new level does, you know, provide you with a challenge. It might not be a super hard challenge, but a challenge is a challenge nonetheless.
Absolutely.
And you're right. Like, it is one of those games where you can, if you're like, I think I could just squeeze one more in. You can do that because it's not too heavy in any of the levels.
Yeah. I think the worst case scenario, for me, I was playing last night and I was getting sweepy and I can't remember which level I was playing, but it was getting a bit tricky.
Yeah.
But then the next one I had was one of the slower ones. I'm like, oh, And this will like put me in a great mood for sleep.
Oh, perfect. Sleep to Peach. Love it, love it, love it. So I think I will finish this game. I think like I'm set on it.
I want to find out like what's going on. It's one of those games where, and I feel like a lot of games are like this, a lot of people are saying a lot of words that don't mean a lot. But I feel like I'm going to get to the end and I'm going to be like, wow, my God, like, grape, we've really got her out of that theater. Like,
I want to know about Grape. I think she slays. I want to know more about her and why she's doing this. Perhaps she just is a patron of the arts that's been cast aside. Like,
maybe she wanted to star in the play and this is the only way that she thinks she can do it. And I wouldn't put it past Nintendo to be like, do you want to join in on the production then? Be like, let's just, what about we're all friends and colleagues?
Mm. What if we were all friends and colleagues? So true, bestie. So are we loving this game?
Yes, absolutely. It's joyous. It's so sweet. It's really beautiful. Nice. They put so much thought into it. The animals are all on strings. Every game is, you're right, it's so well paced. It's fun to do. You can pick it up. You can put it down. You can come back to it. You want to come back to it.
Mm.
And she says, oh my God, I ran into something the other day. Like I hurt my peach. I smacked into it. And she, I think something fell on her and she just went, hey, I squished her. I crushed her under something. Hey. Oh, sorry, babe.
Hey. Thank you, Cass, for joining me today. How can we find out more about what you're doing?
You can find me at CassCassPage on any and all of the socials, I'm pretty sure. If I'm missing one, let me know. I'm on a couple of pods that are running at the moment, Shut Up a Second, which is a comedy one. We've had Ruby on before. And Being Hot is Hard, which is about all the weird stuff people do in the name of being hot. We've also had Ruby on before. So if you love Ruby... Jump on Shut Up a Second. Jump on Being Hot is Hard. Find more Ruby.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It has been a delight.
My pleasure. And a big thank you to you for listening. If you're liking what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more, consider supporting Back Pocket over on Patreon. If you support us at the silver tier and above, you can get access to our bonus episodes. In this week's bonus episode, we're playing Can You Peach? Where I quiz Cass on which games you can peach in. Here's a sneak peek. Can you drive?
Yeah, I do. Not well.
Have you ever hit someone with your car?
Yeah.
Oh. What was it like?
Honestly, it felt exactly like it had always felt in my dreams. Like, I always dream about hitting someone with my car. I hit the car with my car and I was like, wow, I got this completely right.
And hey, if you really like what you're hearing, why not give us a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you're using? Better yet, why not give us a nice little review? You can also find us on Twitch, where we've got our main live show every Thursday from 7 p.m. and on TikTok, where we're constantly posting very good stuff for you to cast your big, beautiful eyes on. And then there's the socials, the Twitter and threads and whatnot, which you're also welcome to get around. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. And as Peach would say, bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits.
Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.